I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. In a web post yesterday, Governor Roy Cooper said a 2015 state law barring removal of Confederate monuments should be repealed. The governor said he's asking state officials to determine the cost of removing the monuments from state property. Cooper also called on the legislature to defeat a bill that would grant immunity to drivers who strike protesters on the street. A Charlotte area state lawmaker who pushed for the 2015 law that bars state or local governments from removing the Confederate memorials says Monday's toppling of a monument in Durham is regrettable and those who did it should be held accountable for destroying public property. Republican State Senator Tommy Tucker of Union County says he hopes the state can hold on to these historic symbols. Tucker sponsored the bill 2 years ago that was signed by then-Governor Pat McCrory to protect the monuments.
You know, they've been there for decades upon decade. It's part of our history, and to remove those monuments would eliminate discussion in the future. And many of the monuments just are honoring the Confederate dead.
Tucker was quick to say hate groups like the KKK and white supremacists have no place in our society. He said they've created a situation where monuments are becoming a target.
Hopefully time will heal enough wounds that it won't be perceived in a racist manner. And if these outlier groups like the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists will detach themselves from the Confederacy, there won't be as much anger toward the monuments in the future.
Police have charged a 22-year-old North Carolina Central University student in connection with the toppling of the Confederate monument in Durham on Monday. Police say they're working to identify others who may have been involved.